God's been showing me lately about living in the end result, you know, like we got to see ourselves already doing and receiving the things that we desire. Like, you know, and it, like, that's how we should really pray also. Like Jesus said, you know, what sort of things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have, you know, so we got to believe that we've already got what we desire. Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. Yeah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is what we see in the mind. You know, the just shall live by faith, not by sight, not by what we see. And I think we get tricked out many times because we're going by what we see. And really the thing that we need is in the invisible first, and then it becomes visible. And that's how God really operates. And, you know, God calls those things which are not as though they were. And like light is a substance, or was a substance, and God said, light be. So light became. And then when he called all the different animals and trees and all the things in the earth, it became. You know, when he told the sky and the sea to separate, or the land and the sea to separate, it did. And so, you know, we can also operate in the same way. Jesus was showing us when he spoke to the fig tree, you know, and whosoever shall say unto this mountain, like, you, again, words, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things which he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And the great thing about that record is that it says whosoever. So that means any category of person. That means Satanists, that means law of attraction people, Mormons, Jehovah Witnesses, unbelievers. If someone is believing in their heart and saying with their mouth, they will manifest in due time the things that they're saying. And we know in due time, because our words are seed. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So our words are seed, and they're planting things. But what works the most is when we're in agreement with what we're believing and saying. So if we got fear in an area and we're saying fear, we're going to surely manifest that down the road. It's just the law that God set up, and that governs everything, you know. And it says in Romans that we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. How did Jesus rule and reign? How did he govern the earth when he walked it with God? Number one, he walked with God, and he had the Spirit of God upon him. And number two, he spoke by that Spirit, right? And then he would call things, like he would say to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine hand. And as the man come into agreement with those words, then the power of God was met. The power of God was the words. And it was in the atmosphere, and all he had to do was reach out for that manifestation of healing to occur, and for his hand to be made whole. Jesus spoke to things, like he spoke to the winds. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to the problem. The winds and the waves were the problem. It was going to sink the boat they were in. And the disciples were full of fear. They were full of worry, fears, and doubts. And but Jesus showed them how to take care of it. No, fear not. Wherefore did you doubt? The only thing that stops us from manifesting and receiving the things that Jesus Christ has already made available to us in the Spirit is unbelief, is our fear. So when we look at the things from the natural part of life and aspect of life, when we look from down here into our situation, then we can become afraid, you know? But when we got our eyes set on things above, the heavenly realm, the heavenly kingdom, we can bring the heavenly kingdom here into this kingdom, in this earth's kingdom, to manifest and demonstrate the power of God with great authority. And we got to believe this authority we got. No, it's through our words. It's through the words God energizes within us. So we don't have to put up with sickness. We don't have to put up with disease. We don't have to put up with poverty, lack. We don't have to put up with darkness in any way, shape, or form, And as we learn to practice and work with God, we start to become stronger, clearer, and then we start to, you know, walk wisely. God starts to enlighten our eyes with his spiritual wisdom so that we can manifest and walk in the power of God. Because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to walk in the power of God. Like, we've got the authority. God says, I've delegated it to you. You've got delegated authority, so it's up to you to use it. I'm not going to use it for you. I've given it to you to use. So we got to understand that part, that, you know, like Jesus said, all power and authority has been given to me of my Father, which is in heaven. And so now we've been delegated that by Jesus Christ. You know, we're seated at the right-hand side in the heavenly places. You know, we're to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. This is how we're going to get things done. This is how we're going to see the laborers come. We call the laborers to us, and then we speak and act like we've already got them. And we might say, well, it's not true, Lawrence, because I can't see anyone around you. But that's not how faith speaks. Faith says it's already done. I got the laborers. I got the open doors. I got the fellowships. I got the areas. I got the abundance. I got the healing, you know, because that's what I stick to. I'm sticking to heaven's language and heaven's perspective and heaven's viewpoint rather than the earth's viewpoint, rather than the carnal viewpoint. And so when we learn to practice this way, it's a practice. You know, Jesus practiced these things. You know, what do you think he was doing when he was growing up? You know, he was practicing things and, you know, and to the point where his mum, because his mum knew that he could walk in the power of God, right? So the first miracle was the water to wine, right? And then she said to her servants, do exactly what he tells you. That's the first key, obeying the instruction, obeying the direction. And so when he told them, right, go and get those jugs there, fill them up with water, they done exactly what he said. And then they went, and then he says, now go and present it to the host. And they had it covered and they presented it to the host and took off the covers. And there it was, perfect, the best wine you could get in the whole of the Middle East. So, and Jesus knew what to do. He knew how to do it. And he trusted God, you know, and he acted in faith. He had no evidence. He was walking by faith. And then so now when these people responded to his words, faith was met for the things to occur. And so that's how we operate. You know, when we say to someone that's got a devil spirit, when we tell that spirit to come out, it has to come out. No messing around. Even if it tries to stay there, even if it tries to hang around, you kick it out. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ, unless someone's inviting it in there and holding it there. Through their wrong thinking, and you can't do nothing about it then. It's going to still be there. It might go away, but it'll come back pretty quick because of the patterns and the thoughts of the person. But other than that, someone that wants true deliverance can have it. And as they renew their mind, they stay delivered. They stay moving. They stay healed and whole. And so, you know, because the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto wholeness, unto salvation, unto deliverance, you know. So at the end of the day, we move in this way, and we expect that what we say will happen, what we speak will come to pass, and what we speak to others, if they follow it out, they'll get the blessings. If they don't follow it out, they won't get the blessings. I've seen this happen anyway with the different people I minister and work with over the years, like when I've told them to do things and they've done it. By the inspiration of God, when they've done that, they've got the blessings. And then there was other times I would encourage them to do stuff and they didn't get the blessings. I'm thinking, oh, usually they get the blessings. And when I spoke to them again, they didn't do the thing that they were encouraged. And I said, well, go and do that and you'll get the blessings. And so they went and done it and they got the blessings. So obedience and faith and knowing how things work, knowing that now we're operating the kingdom principles in this kingdom's world. The heavenly kingdom operates on different rules, different kingdom, different rules. But we can bring God's rules into this earth because it supersedes this earth's kingdom rule. And it has great weight and great authority. So No, we don't have to put up with stuff. We don't have to go through life limping. But we can run through life victorious, and we can get our needs met. We can have the abundance. God says, no, if you're struggling financially, you call abundance to you. If you want your, if you've got a mortgage, you can have that paid off quicker than you think. You know, but you've got to listen to God and then do the things he shows you and follow the encouragement, and then you can manifest that. So it's, at the end of the day, it's down to us how we respond and how we act. And also, like, you know, we cast all our cares to God because he cares for us. And then there's letting your request be made known. They're two different things. So God says, you cast all your cares to me. So we give him our worries and we give him our fears and we give him our doubt. But after that, then it says that, you know, we let our requests be made known. In other words, God says, tell me what you want. And you got to know what you want. And once you know what you want, then you can let the request be made known and then expect it to happen. So God's just been teaching me these things, not to be moved by our thoughts, feelings, or emotions, or other people's thoughts, feelings, or emotions, but that Jesus wasn't moved by circumstances. He wasn't moved by the lack of things around him, because he would create them with God. You know, like he would multiply the bread and the fish, and he gave thanks to God, and God multiplied those things so everyone got fed. So he would never go short. He got money out of a fish's mouth to pay his taxes. Like, all things are possible with God, and we got to remember that, that God is bigger than what we've allowed him to do and act in our life. And God wants us to have high expectation, a high level of expectation. So, yeah, these are the things that I've been encouraging and sharing. I sent you a couple of audios, you know, that you can listen to on these things, and God can really enlighten your heart as you go to him, as you ask him to show you. And the way that you keep it in your heart is practice. You know, start saying the same thing, speak in the same way, practicing in the same manner, executing like you're encouraged to do. You know, follow the encouragement, follow the direction, you know, follow what God puts in your heart, but yeah, also follow the direction from your leadership that God's put in front of you, who you're connected. Like, that's important. And because there's acts of faith and obedience by doing that. And we're not doing it to the leader, we're doing it unto God. So when we recognize these simple little things, then we can see a lot more happen for us. We can see the laborers really show up, you know, show up in front of you. That's what you want. We don't want them to just be a picture in our minds. We want them to manifest in front of us, right? So that's what we desire. That's what we expect to see. And we take no less. And God wants us to be bold in asking. You know, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So this is how God wants us to move and live and have our being, walking in faith, not by sight, you know, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So.